when they move on right after the breakup, you feel worthless. You feel replaced. And you feel a lot of times like something was going on. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about what happens if your partner, your ex, the person that just broke up with you or you broke up with, moves on right away. What's up, guys? My name is Sumi. I'm a life coach. I work with a lot of people in a lot of different areas. If you guys haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, definitely hit that bell notification. If you're watching this or listening to this on a major podcasting platform, definitely give me a review. Give me 5 stars if you like the stuff that we're putting out here. And let's get into today's episode. I've had a couple of relationships where people have moved on from me immediately, and it sucks. It killed me. I felt so worthless. I felt like I was replaceable. Nobody wants to feel replaceable. This person is telling you that they love you, they care about you, they want to be with you forever. I have Christmas cards and notes and everything from you. And then in a second, you replace me. I'm telling you, like, it's one of the most painful things that you can ever undergo. I had a girl that I broke up with one day for something that she did, and it wasn't even like a serious breakup, right? You know, those breakups where you're not so serious and intentional, but you're like, hey, like, I'm not going to approve of this. She took it as a breakup, and then she found a dude that day, moved in with him. Crazy. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. Absolutely shattered me. And I'm going to tell you something that's very important to understand. Number one, the amount of time that you're in a relationship, let's say it's about 5 years, you should take about 10% of that time to completely isolate and really reflect on the breakup in itself. So if you've been in a relationship for, let's say, 2 years, you take about 2 months to reflect on it, or 10% of the time, which is more than 2 months theoretically. It's about 2.5 months, I would say. But you take that time to reflect on the relationship ending. You take that time to isolate. You take that time to really feel and write out and to really go through that process. The quickest way to get over a breakup is to really feel it, to really understand it. But if you are moving on right away, you are typically filling a void. You're typically filling a space that you should be really feeling out and really understanding. So that person, number one, might be healing in a very unhealthy way. And that's something you have to understand. It's just not really a reflection of you. It's more so a reflection of them and the process that they're going through. The pain is so great for them that they have to fill it up with this void. And it's probably not going to lead to anything very good. Rebound relationships, on average, last about 4 months. So don't really feel too crazy about it. But it also hurts because it'll never be the same relationship because they're doing XYZ with XYZ person. Number two, here's the really sinister part. It might have been something that has been going on. And this is very common with women. Women are very, very big on breaking up at a time when they know the relationship is done. Women typically move on from the relationship 3 to 4 months before the relationship is even over. Women don't really leave a relationship unless they know they can find something better in the marketplace out there. They never leave with the idea that they have nothing. If they can't find something better, they're going to stay with you. But if they can find something better than you, they're going to take a psychological bet that they can find somebody else. And a lot of times it's the guys in the DMs. They know that there's guys that are wanting to talk to them and wanting to be with them, and they're willing to step out of that relationship in order to entertain certain people. It's not that they're talking to them, it's just that they know that there's attention there. Or in a more sinister way, she already is talking to somebody else. This can happen with guys too. But it's much more common in women, absolutely like 4 to 5 times more prevalent. And I've had relationships where women have done this. I've also seen men do this to women where they just leave them and they already have something set up on the side and they want to go talk to this girl. And it typically involves them engaging in some infidelity. So if your partner is leaving you right away, it is almost a direct indication that they're out of the relationship emotionally. It could be that they're trying to heal very aggressively, which won't end well, or it may be something where they were engaging in some behavior on the side. And this really hurts. But I want you to understand something. The breakup happened for a reason. You guys have issues. You guys have problems. Don't sit here and reminisce on all the beautiful things when there was issues that led it to this point. There's obviously problems. If someone let you go, if someone walked out of your life, if someone does not want to be with you, there is a reason for that happening. You dodged a bullet. For the girls that left me right away, it may be that they were talking to someone. I'll never know. Truth is, I'll never find out. And me finding out won't bring me more of like an understanding. The closure itself is just her actions. The closure itself is just what she did. The things that she swore that she would never do is exactly what she did. The things that they said that they love me and that it would be really hard to let go of me and that XYZ, all this wonderful romantic stuff, it just wasn't true. And so you just find out that that person wasn't really as in love with you as they thought they were, because love never fails. So if it failed, it wasn't love. It wasn't real. It may have felt real for you. It may have felt real for them, but it wasn't something that you both really, really, really were part of. Love has problems. Love has dysfunction. Love has pain. And I'll tell you this, love gets through them. Real love, real commitment, real loyalty, real compatibility gets through those things. So if they didn't stay with you, or they didn't really take the time to heal over the breakup, then it just wasn't meant for you. Honestly, I dodged a bullet. I dodged many bullets. These girls are now with somebody else, and they're probably going to do the same thing to them. I dodged a bullet. And honestly, I hope that they're happy. I hope it doesn't happen that way. Realistically, it might. But at the same time, from the bottom of my heart, I want them to be very, very good. Because when you come from a place of negativity, that negativity stays within you. That negativity, that hate that you have towards this person doing whatever they did to you, it doesn't fill them up. It doesn't sting them. It doesn't hurt them. It just stays in you. So you have to learn to love. To love them doing what they did to you. You have to learn to love it. You have to learn to really understand that this was a good thing. Oh my God, it's so good. I let go of someone that wasn't loyal to me. I let go of someone that didn't want to be with me. I let go of someone that I wasn't compatible with. I let go of someone that could do me that dirty and go that low and move on that quick. I was so replaceable to them. So if they're willing to do it now, why wouldn't they do it in the future? And you know, the best part is, I could have spent my entire life with this person, but now I have the opportunity to go find somebody else that is more compatible with me and better for me. If they move on right away, it sucks. It sucks. It stings, because you feel like they won, because you feel like they have a head start. And guess what they do? They do have a head start, but it doesn't mean that they won. It doesn't mean they're actually healing. It doesn't mean that they made the right decision. It's now your job to make them regret, to make them doubt, to work on yourself as much as possible. This person is now invested in a new relationship. They're taking time to be in a new relationship. You have that time to go to the gym, to read, to elevate in your business, to focus on yourself, to develop your spirituality. You have all this time now to get into the best version of who you can be. Oh my God, that's amazing. And then they're going to see you getting better when they're away from you. And they're going to be like, oh my God, this person's getting... They're going to miss you. They're going to look at you. And they're going to be like, I broke up with Sumi, and now he's driving a nicer car, and now he's doing better, and he looks happier, and he's not blowing me up, and he's not calling me. And while I love this guy, this boy that I met here in wherever, let's say it's Miami, let's say it's this, while I love this guy, he ain't Sumi. They're still going to remember you. They're still going to miss you. They can bury the memories. They're still going to think about you. Even though you might think they're not thinking about you, they're thinking about you. They're checking on you. And there are moments of intense pain that they have where they don't know if they made the right decision. But here's the thing, that shouldn't give you hope. If that is making you feel good right now, that's not good, because it means that you're so attached to them. If I'm giving you hope right now and I'm making you feel good by their sadness, that's not good. You shouldn't feel good about their sadness. I don't want my exes to be hurt over leaving me. I don't. I want them to be happy. I want them to be okay and really getting the best love that they deserve, because obviously it didn't work out with us. It doesn't mean that she doesn't deserve love. It doesn't mean that she's not necessarily capable of love. She may just be capable of it with another person. Even though statistically she might go do what she did to me to another person, I don't want that to happen. I think there's a moment where you receive a calmness, and that calmness is such a blessing, where you're able to just completely move on and not care anymore and not worry anymore. And sometimes you gotta fake it. Sometimes you gotta force it. Sometimes you gotta really believe that that calmness exists in order for it to become habituated into your school of thoughts. So even if you don't feel grateful for them, pray for them. Be happy for them. Want them to do better. Want them to be better. Because when you want good for others, good will come to you. When you want negativity for others, that poison just stays in you and it brings you down. You can't be thinking negative. What your mind focuses on, where the focus flows, is where the energy goes. You don't want to focus on negativity. So they moved on quick. They let you go. You feel terrible. You feel replaced. You feel like they didn't love you that much. But the reality is, they're probably either moving on very quickly to fill the void. They probably tapped out of the relationship a long time ago, which means that this is a good thing because there was problems. Or they were doing something behind your back, which is like the biggest blessing. Oh my God, you dodged a bullet. Oh my God. Like, you don't want that. Why would you want that? And if you're sitting here trying to get this person back, I want you to completely detach, completely let go first. Be okay with yourself first. This is a great sign and an indication that you can't be by yourself. You depended on that person so much emotionally to where you can't really function on just who you are. So learn to be alone instead of being lonely. I hope this video helped you. I appreciate you for spending a little bit of your day and your time here with me today. Thank you so much for subscribing and being such a loyal member of what we do here at ThoughtCast. If you guys ever want to work with me one-on-one, if you're going through something that's really difficult, if you have any problems in your life, definitely click that link down below. Let me see if I can help you. Let me see if I can assist you in any aspect of life. And until next time, guys, Sumi out.